My name is Nuno Machado, and today I'm going to present you my joint work with Paulo Romano and Luis Rodrigues, whose title is Property-Driven Cooperative Logging for Concurrency Bugs Replication. Nowadays, developers usually debug programs by rerunning them several times in order to narrow down the bug root cause. The problem is that concurrency bugs are non-deterministic, hence replaying them can take a long time. So the question is how to solve this. Well, a possible solution is the deterministic replay technique that, as said in the previously talk, it works by first logging all the non-deterministic events into a trace file to then support the reproduction of the original run. The main challenge is that logging all thread accesses to shared memory locations induces large runtime overhead. Search-based approaches try to mitigate this issue by only tracing partial information during production runs, and then rely on post-recording search to construct a feasible thread interleaving. However, despite achieving low recording overhead, these techniques may not guarantee replay determinism, mainly because the search space without the exact thread interleaving information is exponential, so it doesn't scale to large systems. So in our previous work called CoopRep, we tried to address this by relying on a cooperative approach. Basically, the key idea is to obtain a complete fault-inducing execution log by leveraging on cooperative partial logging performed by multiple users running the same software application. In particular, each CoopRep user records the local order of thread access to shared memory to shared program elements, which are shared variables and synchronization variables, and then our tool CoopRep associates an access vector to each different SPE. Then during the execution of the program, whenever a thread reads or writes in that SPE, its ID is stored in the correspondent access vector. Then afterwards, we collect the partial logs, and then we apply statistical techniques to efficiently combine them, and thus obtaining a complete trace of the buggy execution. So in this paper, I am only going to focus on the first phase. Particularly, we are concerned with the question how to partition the set of SPEs of the program to determine which subset should be traced by each partial log. Well, for this, CoopRep uses a pure random approach that picks a fixed number of SPEs to be traced with a uniform probability. The problem with this approach is that it doesn't ensure log overlapping, uniform load distribution, and semantic correlations among SPEs. So in this paper, we propose property-driven partial logging, which is an innovative and practical scheme to create partitions of SPEs that are able to guarantee log overlapping, uniform load distribution, and also semantic correlations. PPL approaches this problem by using an integer linear programming model to optimize generation of these partitions using taking into account the aforementioned factors. So I'll now further explain how PPL meets these requirements. Beginning with log overlapping, we use a technique called three-quorum technique that basically takes an universe of elements and builds a tree where each quorum is given by any path from the root to a leaf. So here we could have these following partial logs. Moving on to load balancing, we consider the load of a partial log to be the sum of the sizes of its access vectors. So we achieve load balancing by forcing an upper bound in the difference allowed between the amount of SP axes traced by different partial logs. This upper bound, denoted max load diff, is computed as follows, where worst case is the load difference between two extreme partial log configurations, one recording the heavier SPEs and the other one tracing the lighter SPEs. And phi only allows us to tune the tightness of this load variation. So moving on to SPE correlation, you may be wondering why this is important. Well, first, on one hand, developers often express programs' semantic aspects using correlated variables, and on the other hand, correlated variables are usually accessed and updated together during the program's execution. So we in BPL we rely on a technique previously used by MUVI, and its basic idea is to statistically infer SP correlation based on the accesses patterns in the source code. So under the assumption that programs are mature and mostly correct, we can say that two SPs X and Y are correlated if they appear together many times and seldom appear separately. Here we say that X and Y are together when they are accessed in the same method with less than a maximum number of statements apart. So to assess the benefits and the limitations of our approach, we run some preliminary tests. In particular, we implemented PPL on top of CoPrep and compared it against an unbalanced version of PPL and also against SP random partitioning according three main criteria. Effectiveness, which is basically the number of attempts in which prep can replay the bug, load balancing, and performance overhead. We used four buggy programs, three from the IBM Contest benchmark suite, and one from the real-world application Tomcat. Beginning with effectiveness, we can see that both the PPL schemes clearly outperform random partial logging, as they can replay the bug in those attempts in 55% of the cases. For load balancing, we measured the difference between the maximum load and the minimum load between 16 partial logs generated with the three schemes. And once more, we can see that BPL generates partial logs with better load balancing than the random approach. Regarding performance overhead, well, actually here, random partial logging slightly outperforms BPL for both programs, two-stage and a ticket order, whereas the opposite scenario is verified for programs Piper and Tomcat. The main reason is due to the fact that BPL may define as root of the quorum tree as P's that are very or rarely accessed. So this affects performance accordingly. Despite that, we can see that PPL can still be better up to 3.8 times when compared to a full recording scheme such as LEAP. So to conclude, in this paper, we focused on the question how to partition the set of SPs of the problem to determine which subset should be traced by each partial log. We presented property-driven partial logging, a novel information partition scheme that automatically creates load balancing overlapping partitions of semantically correlated SPEs, and preliminary experiments have shown that PPL improves random partial logging both in the bug replay capacity and also load balancing. As future work, we point out the need for additional experiments with more complex programs and also the design of more elaborate solutions. For instance, by taking into account also tainting in addition to correlation. So this finishes my presentation. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm open to questions.